You're listening to Amud Chazarot, Daniel Eisenberg, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We'll try to make this a quick catch-up shiur from Purim night. We are already well into the Amud Pei Tes Amud Aleph by the two dots of Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's basically all I got into today, and very timely. So let's take a look. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'sha sheyared Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'satan v'amar lefanav Rabbono Shalom Torah Heichan he. So when Moshe came down from Hashem after receiving the Torah, the Satan came and said to him, Rabbono Shalom Torah Heichan he. Where is the Torah? I notice it's not here. We're not around in Shemaim anymore. Amar lo, he said, Zatiyah la'aretz, I gave it over to the land. Halach etzal aretz. So the Satan came down to the land. Amar lo, and he said, Torah Heichan he. Where is the Torah? Amar lo, and it said to him, Elokim hevin darka v'gomer. Hashem has figured out its way and its place where it should go. I mean, Hashem decided, and I'm not telling you. So halach etzal yam. So he went to the sea. Vamar lo ein imadi. It is not with me. The sea said, it's not with me. Halach etzal to home. So he went up to the depths. Amar le, and he said, and Amar le, and also said, ein bi. It's not with me. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, to home. So this is a pasuk in Eve. It says, Tahom amar lo vihi v'yam amar imadi. That the Tahom says it's not with me, and the sea says it's not with me. And we're going to quote a pasuk, which is in the same parak in Eve, a few psukim later. It says, Avadon v'mavas amru gazninu shemanu shema, which is like this law, destruction and death say, in our ears we heard it. Seemingly meaning that they don't know exactly where it is, but they heard it. They know the Torah is on earth somewhere, but they can't quite find it. So, Chazar v'amar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Satan goes back to Hashem and he says, Ribono Shalom, chipasti b'chol ha'aretz v'lo matzasiha. I checked the entire land and I couldn't find the Torah. Amar lo, he said to him, Lech etzel ben Amram, go by ben Amram. Halach etzel Moshe, so the Satan goes to Moshe. Amar lo, he says, Torah shenasan lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heichan hi. The Torah that Hashem gave you, where is it? Amar lo, Moshe says back to him, V'chi ma'a ni shenasan li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah? What am I that Hashem should give me the Torah? I require a really chasha person, and I'm definitely not chasha. Why would Hashem give it to me? Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Moshe badayata? Hashem says to Moshe, are you a liar? What is this? Rashi just clarifies this is in a lashon of a question, right? Yeah, right, top Rashi as lines get thinner, bitmia, right? It's a question. So Moshe, what is this that you're lying? Amar le, right, b'dayata. Amar lefana Rabbono Shalom. He said back to him, Hashem, chamuda genuzi yeshlach shata mishtasheya ba b'chol yom. Hashem, you had this great coveted hidden object that you occupy yourself, I guess, with mishtasheya ba and play with and enjoy every single day. Ani achzik tova la'atzmi. I'm gonna take the credit for myself and admit that the Torah was given through me. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hoil mi'atat atzmecha, since you minimized yourself, tikra al shmecha. Therefore, the Torah is going to be called on your name. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zichru Torah Moshe avdi v'gomer. Right, this is a pasuk in Malachi, and it's Torah Moshe. This is actually the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol, so we're already at a Purim on the road to Pesach. So already a shout out to Shabbos HaGadol, and of course Zichru. This is Zichru Torah Moshe. This word Zichru is the source of the Zichru program. So you can check that out at Zichru.com. And the Zichru Simon for Pei Tes is right Pei Tes pot. It's going to be a cholent pot. But we'll, after Pei Tes Amud Beis, we'll discuss all 3 points from the simon of Pei Tes, the chulin pot. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shah shalom Moshe l'marom matzah l'kadosh baruch hu shehayah kosher k'sarim l'osios. At the time where Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heights, he found Hashem shehayah kosher k'sarim l'osios. He was tying crowns to the letters. Amar lo Moshe, ein shalom b'ircha. So he says to Moshe, is there no peace in your city? Meaning, do people not greet people in where you come from that you didn't greet me? And I'll just note that this Gemara over here is a summarized version of a Gemara, a parallel Gemara, Menachos, it says over here. So there is an expanded version of this Gemara with some famous parts, which actually explain the significance of the Ksarim, these crowns that are being tied to letters, and you know, it's a relatively famous Gemara about Moshe being shown Rabbi Akiva, and Hashem takes Moshe to Rabbi Akiva's, one of Rabbi Akiva's Shiurim, and he's darshaning the Tagin, the crowns of the letters. And so there is more there, and in that Gemara, I believe Hashem was learning a certain sugya and about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So there's a whole there is an expanded version. This is a minimized version. So anyway, he says, is there no peace in your city? Rashi says, shalom ein derech liten shalom b'ircha b'mekomecha, where you come from. So he says, why don't you greet me? So he says back, Amar lefan of klum yesh eved shenosin shalom rabo. Is there any eved that greets his master first? That's not considered respectful. You wait for the master to greet you and then you respond. Amar le, so he says to him, haya lechala zreini. But you should have helped me. Rashi says, lomar titzlach malachtecha. That you should have said, you should have given me like a bracha, that you should be successful in your malacha. Meaning, yeah, it could be that you maybe not to greet, but maybe you had a place to open up the conversation and say like, you know, make your presence known. Kaviyachol. Obviously, this is this is midrashic, and there we have to understand what lessons Chazal are trying to teach us from this. We're not going to do that now, but it's a puzzling story to take at face value. Miad amrulo, so immediately he said to him. Rashi knows that this is not actually immediately; it's a little bit later. Happens to be actually in this week's parsha, so again, very timely. Viata yigdana koach Hashem kasher dibarta, and now really, this is what Moshe says, and now the koach of Hashem will be greatened as you said. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, my dechziv ayar ha'am kiboshesh Moshe. What does it mean when the pasuk says that the nation saw that Moshe delayed, boshesh Moshe, Moshe delayed? And this is this is again from this week's parsha, just immediately before Chet Egel. So the Gemara says, al tikri boshesh ela boshesh. Not that he delayed, but he came at 6, meaning Bishash Ala Moshe Lamarom Amar Lahan LeYisrael L'Sofar Ba'im Yom B'Tchilas Sheish Aniba. That Moshe said, that Moshe went to, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, he said to Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, Aniba, that's when I'm going to come. The Sof Mem Yom, at the end of 40 days, Ba Satan Ve'ir Be'Vesa Olam, the Satan confused the world, or the Olam, right? He confused everybody. Amar Lahan, he said, Moshe Rabchem Heichan Hu. Where's Moshe your master? Amar Lo, they said to him, Alam Arom, he went up to Har Sinai. Amar Lahan, Ba'o Sheish V'lo Hishkichu Olav Mace. Right? So the sixth hour came, and he's not paying any attention to you. Or maybe V'lo Hishkichu Olav, maybe they're not paying we don't see him anywhere, maybe. I don't know, I think it's Bo'sheish, Vlohish Kicholav. They ignored him. They didn't pay attention to the Satan. Mace. So the Satan said, he died. Vlohish Kicholav. And they didn't pay attention to him. They said, no, he's not late, and he didn't die. He's fine. He'll be here soon. Hera lahen demus mitaso. But then he showed them an image of Moshe in his bed, meaning Moshe in a coffin. On his deathbed, behind the kamrei le Aaron, and this is then what they then say to Aaron after Kizem Moshe Aish Vegomer, and the pasuk is complete. Vayaram ki boshish Moshe la redes minahar veyikahel amel Aaron. They gather against Aaron. Vayomer Elav, and they said, Kuma say lanu Elohim asher yilchol lefaneinu, make for us a god or a leader. Kizem Moshe Aish asher helanu me eretz Mitzrayim lo yadanu mehayal. Oh, we don't know what happened to him. Meaning, we think he died. Because we saw the image of it, and we don't know how that happened, but we need a new leader. So that was the confusion of the Satan. Now this long Rashi over here, Kisha'ala Moshe, just explains that when Moshe told him 40 days, so he meant 40 days with its night with it, meaning 40 nights and their 40 days that follow. Therefore, he didn't mean to include that day itself. And they thought he did, and that at least left the opportunity for the Satan to confuse them. He also says that don't think that the confusion was just that it was like a cloudy day, so they miscalculated Chatzos, because Moshe doesn't actually come until the next day, as we'll see in this week's parsha. It says that Vayishkimu Mimachras Vegomer, right? Aaron is able to delay them, and Moshe wakes up, and they wake up the next morning, and Aaron is able to delay them the night, and they wake up the next morning, and worship the, or do whatever they do with the Egel. So that's an indication that it wasn't just miscalculating the Chatzos, but there was a full 6 hour confusion that they missed the day, they misunderstood what day Moshe was supposed to return. Okay, Amar lehu ahum erabonon leRav Kahana mishmielach mai har Sinai. So one of the Rabbanan said to Rav Kahana, did you hear why Har Sinai is called Har Sinai? Amar Leh, he said, Har Shenasu Bo Nisim. Right? He says, Yisrael. It's a mountain where Nisim were done for Yisrael. Sinai is Nisim, right? You can see the Samach, the Yud, the Nun. Har Nisai mi Ba'ale. So if you weren't compelled by that, neither was this rabbi. He said, Har Nisai mi Ba'ale. Does it say Har Nisai? It's Har Sinai. Ella Har Shanasa Simin Tov Yisrael. No, it's a Har that is Simin Tov, a Simin, Sinai, Simin Tov. Right? There's another shout out for the Daf Simon. Right? So there's a Samach, a Yud, a Nun there as well. So maybe this will work. So he responds, Har Simanai mi Ba'ale? Does it say Har Simanai? Har Simanai? No, Amar Lei, my time. Lo shechichas kamei derav papa rav berei derav Yerushua demayni begadato. He says, so you know, he responds, you clearly don't know the answer. Why didn't you spend more time with before Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, that they're ma'ayan into Agadot, and they're able to answer simple questions like this. Why it's called Sinai? Rav Chizda Rabba Bered Rav Huna Damri Tervayhu, because we have Rav Chizda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who both said, my Har Sinai, Hai Sheirada Yerda Sina La'akum Olav. This is, it's called Har Sinai. It's a lashon of Sina. Over here, it's not a problem to have the sin and samach, that we know that they're interchangeable, especially in Drush and in Remez. We have it in Keladon, right? Various piyutim where the samach and sin are interchangeable. So Har Sinai is a lashon of sinna, hatred, because this is Har Sinai is when the hatred of the Goyim came upon us. Or even though we do see indications of hatred before, but Rashi says shelo kiblu bo Torah, because they didn't keep the Torah, and then there's always a jealousy, and there's always a resentment, or often many Goyim, because we represent a conscience in the world. We represent what's right, and we believe in what's right, and we don't think that anybody else can dictate what's right except for what Hashem told us in the Torah, and that could breed resentment, that could breed hatred, and that's pshat in one pshat in Har Sinai. Midrashim also have other pshatim, but this is the pshat that the Gemara is mentioning. V'hainu the Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi China Hey Shemos Yeshlo. There were five names for it, for the mountain, for the region around the mountain. Midbar Tzin, Shenitztavu Yisrael Alav. It's Midbar Tzin is a lashon of tzivoy, of a commandment, somehow. And that the Klal Yisrael were commanded there. Midbar Kadesh, it's called Midbar Kadesh, Shenitzkadshu Yisrael Alav, because Klal Yisrael were sanctified there. Midbar Kedemos, Shenatna Kiduma Alav. It's Midbar Kedemos because there was a precedence and I guess a chush of a position given to Klal Yisrael from there. Midbar Paran, it's called Midbar Paran, Sheparu Rabu Aleha Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael were fruitful and multiplied there. What does that mean? Rashi says, Sheparu Rabu Dechol Echa Nisabra Ishto Zachar B'mitzvahs Shuvu Lechem La'alechem V'lo Yadana Hecha Remiza. Rashi says, I don't know the source of this. I don't know any Midrashic source for this. I don't know any other Gemara or other than here. But this is, I guess, what I heard is the interpretation that when Hashem says, Shuvu lechem lohalechem, everyone go back to your tents, their wives became pregnant from that point. So Har Sinai resulted in Sheparu v'Rabu, a period of Arabia. It actually reminds me of a Gemara that's found in a few places. I forgot actually if we had it here as well in Shabbos. Yeah, I believe we did. I remember it in Moed Katan. I think it's on Lamed in Shabbos as well, where it says, it speaks about the the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo had, and Shlomo sends them back, Lo Aleichem, everyone go back to your tents, and they return to their wives, and everyone found that their wives were Tahoros, and they had children from that. So it's a similar story, so I wonder if there's like some sort of Gzer Shava Aleichem, or like, you know, return, Lo Aleichem, Aleichem, return to your thing after, you know, after the Beis HaMikdash, after Matan Torah, and after the Beis HaMikdash. There are also comparisons based on Shir in between Matan Torah and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Yom Chasinus of Yom Simchas Libo, darshaned that way in the Gemara in Tanis. So if you can make some comparisons to Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, like Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Matan Torah, and the word return Lo Aleichem to your tents, so just like we find over there, that by the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, that they returned to their tents and their wives were Tahoros and they had children from those bios. So perhaps you can say the same thing over here. This might be an explanation for the source that Rashi doesn't have. This could be it. I'm not sure. It's just my own suggestion. Okay, and back to the Gemara, and one more. So Midbar Sinai, Shiyarda Sina La'akum. It's called Midbar Sinai because that's where the Sina came to the idolaters, Salav, upon us. Umashimo, what was the actual name of this place, right? Because we have a bunch of nicknames for it, but these are all just references to certain midos of the region of Har Sinai. So Chorev Shimo, it was called Chorev. Upligad Rabba Bahu, but this is not in agreement with Rabba Bahu. Dam Rabba Bahu, Har Sinai Shimo is actually called Har Sinai. Vilominikra Har Chorev, so why is it called? What's the Har Chorev? Shiyorda Churba La'akum Alav, because destruction came to the idolaters because of this. This is going to be, right, I guess that this is a completely rejecting their hashkafa, the Avodah Zarah. It rejects all of that, and ultimately they will, I guess because they didn't accept the Torah, they are going to suffer because of it.